Good morning, my name's Matt Goethe, and I'm a pastoral assistant at Christ Church Huntingdon, and I'm new to the area. I'm new to the job. I started at the beginning of September, and I'm also new to Huntingdon. I moved in towards the end of August. And new beginnings are always a little bit difficult, aren't they? I've certainly found that. I've had to find new places to go for a walk or a run. I've had to find a new supermarket to go and shop at. And I've had to meet lots of new people and get used to a new church family. The word new is used quite a lot at the moment, often followed up by the word normal, because we all realise that things have changed and life is different now. In the short term, this new normal is probably good. We're no longer under a strict lockdown, we have a bit more freedom in that regard. But if you compare our current situation to this time last year, the new normal is still a little bit rubbish. The new isn't necessarily better. And with me moving to Huntingdon, it's good and bad in various different ways. There's lots that I love about my new town, my new job, and new people. But there's also lots that I miss about the old. Well, Christians, those who believe in Jesus, know that they have been made new. Not just put into a new situation or moved into a new place, but made new. The whole person renewed. The second letter of Paul to the Corinthians says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here." Let me read that again. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. Jesus can make us new. And this new is entirely good. This new means that the old self, with all its wrong desires and wrong deeds, has gone. And we're given a new heart and a new mind to do what God made us for in the first place. That doesn't mean we never mess up or never get things wrong. But we have a new desire to put our efforts into living God's way, because Jesus can make us new. You might have heard of John Newton, or if you haven't, you might have at least heard of one of the hymns that he wrote, Amazing Grace. He used to be a slave trader, used to sell people, but then he became a Christian. And his life was turned around. He knew what it was like to be made new. And he once said, "I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be in another world. But still, I am not what I once used to be. And by the grace of God, I am what I am." And maybe that resonates with you. In a year's time, would you like to look back and say, "I'm not what I once used to be"? This isn't self-improvement or upskilling. This is God changing us from the inside out. This is Jesus making us new. Do you want to be made new? Jesus doesn't promise to fix all of our problems, but he can make us into a new creation. He can change our hearts and make us more like him. Personally, I know that even though my life is going through lots of change, lots of new things at the moment, God is still working in me to make me a new creation. And he wants to make you new too. Why not open up the Bible and see what he has to say to you? The old has gone, the new is here. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.